And what we ended up coming into was a scenario where we would have to have $410,000 in cuts, and then we would that would help us keep property taxes under 5% increase. So what that would mean is anyone who has a house that's worth $250,000 or more would pay 80 some dollars or less for the entire year of an increase. So it's not nearly as drastic as what was initially proposed.